welcome to another episode of the Tiltcast. This is episode 19, Crunching on Soggy Bones. Tonight we'll be talking about some of the events of the last few days in our snowpocalypse here in Oklahoma, plus a little bit of news and some really off-the-wall shit. So stick around. Welcome to another episode of the Tiltcast. This, of course, is Justin. And across from me I have Holly.
Hello.
And it is Snowpocalypse 2011, and it's just me and you tonight.
Yeah, it is. Just us.
We've had some technical issues that are causing Trent and Andrew not to be here due to some of the conditions outside and the insanity going on.
Yeah.
The cannibalism is kind of rampant in the neighborhood, so I didn't want to subject them to that.
but it was okay to subject me to it.
I guess. So you braved it out of here. I think you're so short that they just didn't notice you. You're just hiding under a lot of bushes.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of meat on me, so it'd be kind of pointless.
It was more like a chicken wing and versus like a chicken breast, you know.
Yeah.
Want to get more substance.
I think I could get enough chicken breast or...
It's just another boob joke.
In general.
Well, as a lot of people know, there haven't been a lot of new releases. So what I figured we'd do is we're going to talk a little bit about some of the news that's happened so far and talk about a little bit of what we've been playing. Speaking of playing stuff, Holly, what you been playing?
I played quite a bit of Dead Space 2.
Yeah?
Yeah, I played some Aspro.
Aspro?
Yeah.
Oh, Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. Gotcha. Like, what the fuck are you talking
what
about?
What is Aspro?
It doesn't sound right.
Played some Aspro and Left 4 Dead. I've been playing a lot of Left 4 Dead, though.
How far have you gotten into Dead Space?
To tell you the truth, I'm not really sure.
You're not sure? Like, yeah. How long have you been playing?
I haven't played like that much into it, but it's like the first part where you're going through like the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go through that, and then I made it about an hour after that, but I don't know. I played it last week, so...
Yeah, I saw you on it. I'm still too much of a pussy to play it, so...
It's really not that scary. Like, I had one thing jump out at me. Well, I mean, okay, things are jumping out of the window all the time. Like, windows and stuff like that. But, for the most part, like, only one dead-looking thing jumped up. You know, whenever you see them, like, groups of, like, dead people. Yeah. One of them will randomly jump up, yeah. Only been one of those, so that's surprising. But, it's really not that scary. It's a really fun game.
I bet it is.
I never played the first one, though. I watched Andrew play it, but I never played it.
Well, I've heard that playing the first one kind of sheds some light on a few things when you're playing it, so...
Yeah. Andrew was mad at me whenever I told him that I was going to play it. He wasn't literally mad at me, but...
Did you actually pick it up, or...
No,
just borrowing it?
Yeah, I borrowed it from work, but I haven't been able to return it because of all the snow. And then the 2 days that I did work, which were yesterday and the day before that, I didn't think about it, so...
Yeah, you would have had to have tunneled your way to get here, like, last Wednesday.
Yeah, last Wednesday. Like, I couldn't get my car out until Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah. But I drive, you know, my little Scion isn't going to make it anyway, so there was no point in trying to drive it.
So now people know where you work, and they know what you drive.
Yeah. Well, they know one place that I work, don't they?
I think so. We'll try to keep it on the down.
There are a lot of Scions here, though, and they don't know what kind of Scion that I drive.
Is there a difference?
Yeah. There are a few different Scions. There are car Scions. There are box Scions.
A car and a box.
Yeah. Well, there are different kinds. And then there's the new XB that came out, so it's a little more rounded than the...
The box Scion?
The box Scion. But there are a few.
Interesting. So with, not Dead Space, but Assassin's Creed, did you finally beat it?
No. I didn't get that much into it. I only played it for a little bit, and that's because he was at work, but whenever he came home, I got off of it. Because he's been, you know, he's been balls deep in Mass Effect, so.
I'm glad he finally got into that.
Yeah, I've been letting him play that instead of me playing games.
Awesome.
Because I'm a good girlfriend. I am.
Well, Left 4 Dead, haven't you guys been playing with the TVGP crew a little
bit?
Yeah,
we've been playing a lot with them.
Getting your ass beat?
Yeah.
Yeah, they play it a lot more than we do.
Yeah, they do. They are so much better than we are. We played We played Monday. And, like, we all went over to Casey's house. It was me, Andrew, Casey, and then our friend Joel, who hadn't played it before. So we were going through trying to teach him how to do everything. And then Trent jumped on, and he was on our team. Like, they were, Andrew and Joel were on one team, and then me and Casey were on another team because we were all split screening, so that it worked best that way. And then Trent jumped on, and he was on our team, and then,
so
like,
is
all
this
the,
like,
guys.
Tiltcast versus TVGP.
Well, at first it wasn't. At first it was just, you know, it was just us. But then TVGP jumped on, and then it was just, it was Knobs. I think. I don't think Tooth played. You haven't played with us, though, have you? So you don't know a lot of the people that would have played.
No, I've played with them before. I've been kind of burned out on Left 4 Dead, so I've been...
Yeah. Well, you haven't played, like, since we started playing with them a lot.
No, because, let's see, last week, what was I doing? I was playing another game. I don't even remember what it was.
What have you been playing?
Oh, well,
other than the one that you don't remember.
Other than the one I don't remember. Oh, that's right. I was reviewing Two Worlds 2 when you were doing that, so that's why I couldn't play it.
Oh.
And then I ended up, well, I was finishing it so I could do my review. And then after I did that, I started playing Dragon Age, compare and contrast the two games, and I was like, well, this is what a game with really good writing is versus a game with really bad writing.
Yeah.
But it's still fun. So it was kind of an interesting comparison, especially I'm trying to prep up for Dragon Age 2 that comes out here in a month.
Yeah, it comes out, what, March 8th?
Yeah, March 8th, so... Yeah. It was a pretty big deal. I think that I posted a trailer. I only did that on Facebook. I should post it on our site. Bombcast while people. Of course, they got a first look because they have like 5 million listeners. And they had a 10 or 11 minute quick look on it. And they were showing the conversation wheel, kind of like Mass Effect. And I was really excited about that because I wanted to see how that changed from how it had been before, because before it's just you read a lot of text and now you got a voice actor, so it's like Mass Effect and you got a guy that's being snarky or diplomatic or hateful or whatever.
Yeah.
And it was kind of interesting, like watching him, they did the hateful deal basically, and so he just outright punches a demon in the face and says, bring it on, bitch. He didn't say bring it on, bitch, but that's what he did. He fucking punched the demon in the face. I was like, well, that's kind of kick-ass. I'm used to that. Let's go some Renegade here. But,
What else were you playing? You were playing something else that was older, I think, because I was looking at my friends on Xbox.
Oh, I was playing Rainbow Six Vegas, too.
Yeah, you were playing Vegas. That's what it was.
Going back on my cardinal rule of playing a first-person warfighter game, and I actually really like that. And here's why I like that versus some of these other games.
Okay, tell me.
There's strategy involved. It requires a little bit of brain power. And... Because you're setting up takedowns, and so, like, you get to a door, you shove the camera underneath it, you mark your targets, you say, this guy's priority one, this guy's priority two, and then I want you to flash and clear. And so you do that, and you go in another door and start shooting guys or taking out the guy that's holding the hostage or whatever.
Nice.
And so that's pretty cool, and then ordering your guys to hold a point while you go to another point to flank them, and then you can also have voice commands. So you can put in your microphone and then start saying... You know, salt, weapons free, or you say, go, 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 and then your guys go trucking it over there.
Well, they started doing that with one of the, I don't know, it is Tom Clancy, right?
Yeah, it's Tom Clancy.
Okay,
game.
The Tom Clancy game that came out before that, they were doing it.
Was
calling people, like, giving orders on what people should do.
Well, all the Rainbow Six games, you've always been able to do that, so it might have been another Rainbow Six games. There's like...
Well, yeah. When did that come out? Because I remember playing one of them whenever they first started, but I don't remember which one it was.
Rainbow Six has been out since, the mid-90s.
Really?
Yeah,
maybe
it's
not.
Really popular franchise, but...
I guess it was just new to me, because I hadn't played it. I always liked Tom Clancy, though. I just haven't played him in a long time.
Well, they had that, and they had the Splinter Cell games, too.
Yeah.
The Splinter Cell games really kick ass.
Yeah.
I still enjoy those, and those are kind of modern games, too, but I don't know. There's something about being able to, like, command people and, you know, tell them what to do and then have a strategy on assault that I don't get when I'm just playing a game and shooting dudes.
Yeah. So you just want to dominate?
I want to dominate. That's pretty much what it is. But, no, I mean, it has that, like, strategy feel to it, and that's kind of what I get into. And it's really fucking hard, too. Like, I was... showing Trent the other day, and I was like dying when I was, you get headshot once and you're fucking dead. So I mean, it's a lot of bullshit. No matter how much armor you wear, like, if they hit you in a vital place, you're still going to die.
Yeah. That's been, I mean, all of the Tom Clancy games have been like that, though.
You're probably right. Well, I died in the tutorial, so I was feeling pretty bad. It's like, man, I haven't played an FPS in a while.
I'm sure I would, too. I don't play a lot of war.
Well, it's because, you know, there hasn't been a lot of releases, like, started on Bionic Commando Rearm 2 last week, and that was kind of, yeah, it wasn't bad. But, I mean, it's just, an old school game. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if I'll pay $15, but when it goes on sale, I might pick it up and have some fun. But, it's an old school game. And
yeah.
I guess I'm getting kind of new school these days, you know?
New school?
Yeah, I mean, you're used to so much more.
Yeah.
Well, you can pay like $10 and get a DLC for Borderlands that takes you 5 or 6 hours to beat.
Yeah.
And it's a regular fucking game. That's, you pay $15 and I get an old school platformer. I mean, yeah. It's just no comparison.
It's true. It's true.
So, yeah, I've been doing a lot of Rainbow Six lately and having a lot of fun with it.
Good deal. What are you looking forward to?
Really, this month is such a dry month, and it's kind of fortunate that we had the snow this month, because we don't have a lot to review, just being honest. There's the Bulletstorm that's coming out soon, and the next week we get Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Yeah.
Which somebody's going to need to pick up, but...
Well, Andrew wants me to pick it up for him, so...
Yeah, I might come over and play it with you guys.
And I didn't play the first one. Is it, like, couch co-op, or... Is it co-op at all?
It's like Street Fighter.
Okay.
So, yeah. It's better playing with somebody else. And then, of course, it's going to have all the tournament modes that you had before, where you're doing the, matches with other players online, and then, of course, you know, fighting all of your friends at home, too, which will be really fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, is it $60 fun? Probably. Broke from all the work I've been missing, so...
Yeah, and I won't be able to get it unless I buy it for him.
Why is that?
Because I still haven't returned Dead Space.
It might be available for rental.
Well, yeah, so I would have to go 2 weeks. I have to go 2 weeks without borrowing another game.
Ouch.
Didn't play that one out very well at all. That sucks.
That's all right. We'll find a way to get it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I normally go, like, if I borrow a game from Blockbuster for myself and then Andrew wants a game, like, I normally go to Blockbuster, but they don't ever have anything that we're looking for. They don't ever really get the new releases.
They had Star Wars.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. And they had Enslaved. Remember when the first podcast we had, we reviewed Enslaved? I gave that to you, and then I picked up New Vegas to review, which took forever. But,
Yeah, well, I don't know why they would have had Enslaved and not some of the bigger name, like, bigger titles.
Yeah, I might not have, that wasn't the first podcast, it was like the second or third, but...
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they had Dead Rising at the time.
No. I don't think they had Dead Rising.
Because I ended up having to pick that one up, too. Well, that's the adventure of renting versus buying. You end up renting older stuff sometimes.
Yeah. I can just borrow, though.
Most of the time,
yeah.
You know...
I still haven't returned it, though, which is the sad thing. Because I want to play it more, and I'm contemplating on not taking it back and then just telling them that I'm going to pay for it. Because I know that I'm going to want to play it more, and I know that Andrew will want to play it, so there's really no point.
That's true.
So, I don't know.
We also got Bulletstorm coming up in 2 weeks.
Yeah. I haven't really seen anything on Bulletstorm, though.
Have you played the demo?
Uh-uh.
You should try the demo out. It's really fun.
I should. I want to play L.A. Noire. When does that one come out?
I think it comes out in 2 months.
2 months? Damn, that's way too far away.
Yeah, I don't think it's coming out in March. I think it's going to come out in April.
Okay.
Along with Portal 2.
Yeah.
So we got a lot to look forward to when it comes to games coming up soon, but...
And then Duke Nukem is...
Yes, March 3rd.
March?
I mean, May 3rd.
Oh, May 3rd, okay.
Yeah, they had a... I was actually going to talk about that because... Today, they released an actual video for it.
Yeah, I saw you posted it, and I didn't look at it whenever you posted it, but I decided later on through the day I was just going to look up Duke Nukem anyway, and then I ended up watching it.
It's
pretty
funny. It
looks fantastic, yeah. I think that's the same one that they had on E3, though.
No, it wasn't the same. Parts of it were from E3 footage.
Okay, because I remember him fighting one of the bosses.
Yeah, and saying he did it that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was from the E3 video. But they got an actual video on the website for Duke Nukem, though, for the game website.
Yeah.
And that's not something they've had ever. It's just been saying coming soon.
Yeah.
And so there were, it said that Infinity Ward was actually involved with it, too.
And then...
Or, not Infinity Ward, Treyarch, which is the Call of Duty people.
Well, I read that if you buy Borderlands Game of the Year, you can get...
access to the demo.
Yeah, you get access to the demo.
I've actually thought about that, but, you know, we got a convention we're trying to go to here in 3 weeks. So that's coming up really fucking soon, like way faster than I thought it would come up. But, yeah, I don't know. We got a lot to look forward to this year, especially with the Duke Nukem, the
Portal,
Dragon Age,
Bulletstorm,
L.A. Noire, Skyrim later this year.
Yeah, I still haven't played any more on Oblivion, though.
Oh, did you just kind of give it up for a while?
I didn't get that much into it the first time, like, whenever I was going through it, and I'm still underground somewhere, I guess.
So you started it for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, I really didn't play that much of it, and it's still not doing anything, so I was just like, oh my god.
You gotta play it longer than 20
minutes. I know. Everyone tells me it takes a while to actually get into it, and I don't know.
It's a little slower than Fallout, I'm just going to say. And so it does take a little while to get into it. But there's a lot of gameplay. I mean, you can probably spend 80 hours in Oblivion and not experience everything. And I know a guy at work that's probably put 200 plus hours into it.
Jesus.
Just fucking around in it, basically. So there's a lot of people that like it.
Well,
just for...
and yeah, they people have said that it's really, really like open world. Like more open world than Fallout.
Yeah, really it is.
Which I love open world. I just wish I could get there sooner.
I kind of have a problem with open world sometimes is I lose an objective point of mind, so I end up just wandering and I'm like, what do I do now?
Yeah, that's what I always do, but I think that's what's fun about it, because I'll know what I'm supposed to do, and then I'll find something else to do, so then I'll go along with that for a little bit, and then I'll go back to what I'm supposed to do, and then find something else.
It's kind of got its own unique appeal. I think that's why people like Grand Theft Auto is the whole open world thing. And
yeah.
You don't have really a lot of open world RPGs like that anymore. I mean, the old Final Fantasy games used to be kind of open world. You go and grind for XP, but it never really feels like as much of a grind with the Bethesda games because you're killing something other than rabbits.
Yeah.
Speaking of Final Fantasy, they're making a sequel to the really shitty game that was released last year.
I don't play Final Fantasy.
Well, for those of those people that are actually interested in this game, I'm a little bit interested. I'm going to probably go at it very cautiously. I'll probably rent it to review it, so to speak.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're supposed to change a lot of things. They've said they've listened to the fans, and one of the things that I griped about when I did Final Fantasy was the fact that you had so many repetitive just regular fights. They all took about 10 minutes. You could basically just press the action button over and over and over again and win. That was really, really boring. There was no strategy at all involved.
Yeah.
I mean, aside from getting your timing on the juggles or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah.
And that seemed to me kind of blasé. It was boring. So I played 25 hours and you're supposed to get to the good point at 30 hours. I never reached it.
Damn.
So, when a game takes that long to kick into gear, then it's just a lost cause.
Yeah, there is no point to get 25 hours or 30 hours into a game and not get anywhere.
Yeah, and I'm hoping they change that. They really should just start it off a little bit faster, and I think people will get into it.
Yeah.
Give you more variety. But, yeah, the video games this month has just been lame. I got Dungeons coming up this Thursday. So, we'll see how that plays out.
Like tomorrow? Or next Thursday?
No, like tomorrow.
Or I guess today.
Today?
Yeah.
I guess it's getting to
that
point.
Well, for people listening, it would be today.
That's true. Yeah, we're not going to be releasing this till Thursday.
Yeah.
And it's almost Thursday now.
Is it?
Yeah. Well, a little while.
Yeah.
So, yeah, video games. Pretty shitty month, just saying. You got two good games.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've got some good games coming out. It's just not a lot.
Well, I know Andrew's really excited about stacking. I'm kind of interested, but not nearly as excited.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
Oh, you're those little Russian stacking dolls, and you swap into different ones to get different abilities? Exactly. I don't know about
it. So I just bought that game for him at home. Is that, I don't know, that... Maybe it'll be good.
Well, let's hope he has fun with it.
It's on my name, though, so I'll get points.
So you'll get all
it.
The achievements yeah. for it? Awesome.
I'll get all the achievements. His account, though, he sends his, like, his credit card. Like, he doesn't have his credit card anymore, so they canceled his Live account.
Ouch.
Mm-hmm. So he can't. He can't play online right now, so downloaded it onto mine.
So he's been split-screening with you on everything, huh?
Yeah. So all the Mass Effect... Well, it worked last night. I don't know, maybe, or not last night, Monday night, whenever we were at Casey's house playing Left 4 Dead.
I was probably just letting him... Was he able to talk?
Yeah, he was.
So he's probably got his life for a little bit.
Well, and no, he's been signing into Mass Effect, so, I mean, he's still been on.
That's right, because me and him were chatting up the other night.
Yeah. I have no idea. But it said something whenever he tried to get into his account today, it said something, so. Who knows?
Moving on to some random things. Okay. What have you guys been doing in the snowpocalypse here?
Playing Assassin's Creed and Left 4 Dead and Dead Space. That's what I've been doing.
And eating a lot of pizza rolls?
No, I don't have any pizza rolls.
It's been a ramen week?
I haven't been eating at all. And then I realized that I got the wrong kind of ramen. So that was really it.
What's the right kind?
The packaged kind. The ones that are actually in the plastic like packages, not the cups.
Oh, the cups kind of suck, don't they?
Yeah, they suck a lot. They're not good at all, and that's what I accidentally got, because we got the cases of them.
You got a case of cups.
Yeah, I got a case of cups, and that sucks. I tried to eat one of them last night, and it was disgusting.
So you guys have been living off ramen for days?
No, I mean, we had food yesterday, but it's food that we had to cook, and he had already eaten at his mom's house, so I didn't want to have to cook anything, because I don't cook, and I didn't want him to have to cook anything for just me, so...
So you haven't eaten since yesterday?
No, he cooked tonight.
Oh, okay.
So
he actually ate something.
So I got to eat today.
You didn't eat any human flesh?
No, I got to eat today. I went to Walmart last night, though, and they were, like, completely out of milk and bread.
Newsflash.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible.
Like, every time it snows here, like, everybody raids everything. Like,
I know. Like, oh, my God, it's the end of the world. Stock up on milk and bread.
Because that sustains you.
Like, all the canned food is still there. All the canned food.
Well, it's kind of funny. I went up there the night before, and everything was more or less fine. And I was just getting something really random. I was like, food will still be here. And me and Trent went out on this weekend to actually get some food, and it was like slim pickings. Like,
yeah.
They had like the shitty hamburger, like the stuff that's like made for people that, you know, are sustaining themselves by the government.
Great value.
Well, it's like the 70-30, so it's like half fat.
God.
You like cook it up and your hamburger shrivel up to like like Oreos, you know?
Oreos. That sucks. And people here just...
Like, I ended up buying sausage and scalloped potatoes and like all sorts of like extreme shit that you'd get when you're a bachelor, like extreme bachelor food.
Yeah.
And... Like, I got some macaroni and cheese. They still had some of that. Some butter.
Butter, yeah.
And bacon.
We've had butter. We had bacon not too long ago.
Yeah, we gave them
a
lot of...
fantastic.
And I got chicken patties, too. So.
We never get chicken patties. We get a lot of the, frozen, like Italian, like noodles
like
and
frozen
stuff
pasta?
Like that. Yeah, pasta. I couldn't think of the word. Kind of...
So you guys were like...
Kind of dumb.
You guys are like diabetics just waiting to happen, aren't you? There's all these carbs. I just have a diet of ramen and pasta.
No, there's absolutely no way. Like, I don't see myself ever being diabetic. I cannot go to the grocery store and actually shop. If we want any shopping to get done with actual food, Andrew has to go. Because I will literally go through, like, every aisle and not find anything that I want. But once I get to the snack aisle...
You just buy snacks?
Oh, it is on, like, Donkey Kong. I buy so many snacks, and it's terrible. That's all I get. Like, I bought
four bags of Doritos?
No, it's not even Doritos, like, cookies. And I bought the wafers yesterday, and I don't know, just a whole bunch of like random shit, like brownie mix.
That'll sustain you, because when you're out of meat, you're gonna eat brownies.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, that'll work. Oh man, and I bought sardines. I know it's gross. I love sardines.
That is kind of gross.
Yeah, I always love sardines though. But yeah, I'm. I it
just
can't
crack
shop.
Open just crack open the can, put it on the stove, and hope it eats up.
I don't have to heat it up.
You just eat them cold?
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Really? Do you not like them at all? Or?
I fucking hate sardines.
Oh, okay. I eat them right out of the can.
That's disgusting. I'm just saying. That's disgusting.
It's not disgusting. They smell really bad, but they're really good. And it's really fun whenever you can feel, like, the bones. You're, like, chewing on the soft bones.
That doesn't sound awkward at all.
No. I think it's that cannibalism kicking in.
It's like, let me have a bone and gnaw. It's just like food, but not really.
Well, they're soggy bones, because they've been sitting there for a while. So they're not, like, crunchy, but you know they're there.
I don't know what to say to that. That's fucking gross.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's really gross, but they're good.
I really don't know what to say to that. Like, that's so fucking weird.
Like, awkward silence.
I really, yeah, that's fucking disgusting. I have to talk about you chewing on bones. Especially soggy bones.
Soggy sardine bones.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to eat some when I get home. And I'll call you.
While you're crunching?
Yep.
It's like,
oh yeah, I'll think of you next
fish.
Time I'm eating sardines. Mustard covered.
Mustard covered?
Yeah. Mustard sardines are the way to go.
This is too fucking weird. Yeah, I like bacon and I like beef now. For a lot of people who don't know, I used to be vegan, so it's a big step up.
I was going to say, you like beef now?
Yeah. Yeah, I was vegan for many years.
Really?
Yeah, and I discovered meat again.
So you didn't eat cheese or dairy at all?
No.
God, I tried to do that for a month and it was terrible.
I did it for... Last time I did it for 2 years, and the time before that I did it for 3 years.
Ugh. I was vegetarian for 7 years, and like within the 7 years I decided once that I was going to try and do veganism, but that didn't work out. Cheese and milk too much.
I kind of got over my pita fanatic phase and started eating food again.
Your little emo phase?
Yeah, yeah. We used to be kind of emo. At first, I'm just going to be honest. First time I did it to get chicks. It worked.
I bet it did. It
yeah,
always
like,
works.
Oh, you're vegan. You care about animals.
I care.
I was like, I care. I love animals.
Let me put it in you.
I don't. Yeah. It's like, you want a bone, here's a bone.
Here's your bone.
I date a lot of vegan chicks. Veganism doesn't always make you thin. I've met a lot of vegans that eat so much bread and so many like nuts and shit like that that are really fattening that they get pretty fat. And then there's also the vegans that just say, well, you know, I just eat cheese. You're just like, well, you know, cheese makes you fat. You didn't know that? Yeah, it does.
Dude, I eat a lot of cheese. Oh, I bought cheese.
You bought cheese?
And tomato soup so I could make grilled cheese sandwiches.
Oh, with your tomato soup.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually not a bad combo. I'll give you that.
That's not a bad combo at all. Crazy.
I always put saltines in it.
I don't. Just cheese and bread. Aw. I don't have any mayonnaise.
For what?
You normally put mayonnaise on it? Or am I crazy?
On a grilled cheese?
Yeah. Don't people normally put mayonnaise on them?
No, they don't.
No.
No, you put butter on it to keep it from burning on your grill.
Yeah. Well, I thought people... Well, I know my mom, whenever she made it, she normally put mayonnaise in the middle. It made the cheese stick better.
And then you put sardines on top of it?
No. Never sardines. Not on my grilled cheese. This is a really awkward podcast.
Into the life of Holly.
Yeah, just going to come out and say that right now. Yeah, my life is not exciting at all. I sat around and looked at clothes online.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then played Assassin's Creed while you're eating sardines?
I haven't
crunching on the bones?
I haven't eaten any of my sardines yet. I only got two cans.
Two
so
cans?
I'm limiting myself on my sardines. My sardine intake.
I don't know. I really don't know what to say to that. It's such an awkward thing to talk about.
Sorry. We carried on a conversation about it for a while, though, which is really weird. And people have probably turned off our podcast.
Today at the Tiltcast, we're getting into the mind of Holly and her life.
It's not a very good mind to get into.
Yeah, because it's full of perversion and sardines.
Crunchy sardines.
Crunchy or soggy bones.
Soggy bones, yeah.
That could be a tagline. Munching on soggy bones. You should just put that on your Xbox Live tag.
I don't think it only gives you like 21, 22 characters.
I never counted, but...
Well, it says underneath it. Because I was going through and I was trying to put stuff down. Like yesterday, I think, trying to change my little quote and it wouldn't let me do anything. So I had to take like all the vowels out of everything.
So then it doesn't say anything?
No, it says strawberry fields forever. I wanted to say living is easy with eyes closed, but obviously that's too many characters.
That's kind of emo, too.
I have that tattooed on my foot, douchebag.
Just saying.
How is that emo?
We're not going into that. I'm right.
That is a Beatles song. Thank you very much.
Well, so is Strawberry Fields.
No, that it's from Strawberry Fields.
Is it? Oh, it is, yeah. Isn't it? I'm not thinking about that.
That's why I have Living is Easy with Eyes Closed on my foot with two strawberries next to it.
Well, I don't look at your feet.
Well, you should.
That'd be kind of weird.
Yeah, it would.
Anyways. So, again, end of the life of Holly.
Yes, my exciting life.
When you're normally working 60 hours a week between a game store and a sort of
steakhouse.
Yeah, a Japanese food restaurant.
A Japanese steakhouse where I wear a kimono, which is really exciting and uncomfortable.
They make kimonos in child size?
Oh, it's one size fits all.
When you roll it up?
No, you just try and wrap it around as many times as you can.
So it looks more like a karate uniform.
Well, no, like I have, those are called...
Geese.
We call them happy coats. Hey, that's what my manager calls it, so I don't know. I never knew the actual word for it, but it's like it's the shorter one that's not... I mean, it's just like a shirt, basically. But you have to put the obi around it still every day.
So it's called a happy coat because it's shorter?
Yeah.
That's why he calls them happy coats.
It's a lot easier to deal with, but I do that whenever I'm bartending, and then whenever I'm waiting, I have to wear the full-out kimono.
I'm interested on the happy coat. There's a lot of women that work there.
They only wear them if they're hosting or if they're bartending.
So they got to make you happy on the way in, right?
Oh, yeah.
Bend over and pick up some change.
Got to be able to see it. Well, some of the kimonos are kind of see-through, too. Like, if you get one of the white or blue, like
well,
light
people
blue
wear clothes
kimonos.
Underneath them, though. What?
Well, I mean, for the most part. Like, I wear shorts and, you know, normally just like a bra underneath. Some people... don't wear anything. Well, I mean, they wear underwear and a bra, but sometimes you can see if their underwear says something on it.
I'm gonna have to go back to your restaurant and check out some of the waitresses. It's be like that place they have in town where you get a haircut and they wear lingerie.
It's here?
Yeah.
Really?
I forgot what it's called. It's gotta be called something like Happy Cuts or something like
happy
that.
Happy Cuts. Boner Cuts.
Boner Cuts.
Boner Cuts.
That doesn't sound right.
No, I mean, and working there, like most of the people, like most of the girls that I work with actually get into either video games or comic books. So
perfect place if you're a nerd.
Yeah, it is. It's perfect. All of the girls that work there are incredibly nerdy.
I'm gonna go eat there again when I can afford the bill.
I wanted to go eat there tonight, but figured I've got to save up my money to buy the game that I already have.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing. You know, we also got PAX.
Yeah, well, I have enough money for PAX as it is. And then I'll be getting my tax return whenever I get... I still haven't gotten my my W-2 from GameStop, so... Whenever I get that, I'll give all of my W-2s to my mom, which I have 4.
Damn, you worked that many places last year?
Yeah, well, I worked at Savastano's for a little bit, and I hated that place. Hated Savastano's, because they were complete douchebags. And then you have to be there on the nights where all the fights are. Like, they show all the fights, and it's free. So you get a lot of douchebags coming in.
They don't tip for shit.
Yeah, pretty much. And they basically just camp out. Like, they'll get one thing to eat, and then a lot of them will just be drinking water or soda, so they're not even drinking beer. And then they just stay there the entire fight. So if you're you're in one section, everyone's going to be there the entire night.
And you get $20 out of a section.
Yeah, exactly. And it was terrible. I didn't like that job. And then they ended up firing me because they told me I could go on a smoke break. And then I went on my smoke break, and I was outside talking to Andrew. Apparently, I wasn't supposed to be in that area smoking. So they called me inside and told me that I was fired because I was doing it. So I was like, okay, whatever. You guys are...
So Holly W.
Yeah.
Waitress extraordinaire and player of video games.
Well, I had, Dish Network. And then... Savastano's, and then the two places that I work now, so.
Quite an interesting array you got going there.
Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully I'll get a decent amount.
I'm sure you will. I made too much, so I didn't make shit.
What do you mean?
I didn't. I file like a normal person. I don't file zero, so the government can take my money and give it back to me.
Yeah.
I file one so that I can pay into taxes and then just pay the right amount, but... The counterpoint of that is that I don't have any deductions, I'm a single dude, I'm way over the age limit where you start getting money back, and I make way too much money to get anything back. So I don't make anything on taxes. I'm going to make $50, and I got to pay like $60 to file my state, so I'm not getting shit.
That sucks. I was hoping that would at least help you a little bit with tax, but damn.
No, I'm going to file for an extension so I can pay the $10 later.
That sucks.
Yeah, life in the American South.
Yeah,
with taxes, and I work in the same place. I won't say where I work, but
yeah.
For those that would rather me not say that and be associated with that place, and be associated with an explicit podcast, but it's been a pretty interesting foray this last year, and then we got this going on, and this is pretty fucking cool.
Not a lot of hours.
Yeah, at least not recently. Like. I was actually surprised I made it in today with the snow the way that it was, and then whatever. I'm there.
The snow, it wasn't too bad. I mean, we got stuck in one place, but that was in Andrew's car, so I can imagine, like, you.
Well, like they said, I talked to somebody last night, and she said, well, hey, I have a friend of mine that's a nurse, and she's telling me that they're telling the police and everybody else that we're going to have 18 to 22 inches. So they're preparing the hospitals, and everybody is staying late in case that happens. Unfortunately, it moved north of us, so we ended up pretty lucky.
Yeah.
It's only getting to like 7 inches, maybe?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
So.
It all looks the same to me now.
Yeah, it's just how it goes. So, video games.
Yeah.
I know you've been, not playing a whole lot. Is there anything in particular that you're really looking forward to this year?
Duke Nukem, I know. Then Arkham City, which...
That comes out at the very end of the year, doesn't it?
Yeah, it comes out in, like, November. But, I've got news. Or Andrew had news on it, so I guess we'll get into that later.
No, we can get into it right now.
Okay. Well, I know that they're coming out with a comic series for Arkham City.
Really? Like, beforehand?
Yeah, before, to fill the gap.
Well, you know they did that with... With Dead Space, actually, right after it was released, they released the comics and everything else.
Really?
Which I'm kind of surprised they did, not knowing if it was going to do well or not. It ended up doing pretty well, so...
Yeah.
Kind of ended up working out for them, but... It's kind of interesting they're releasing it. Is it going to be released way beforehand, or...?
I have no idea, unless he wrote it down. I'm not sure. Coming out in the fall.
Oh, okay. So that's right around the same time.
Yeah. Kind of bring people back into it.
Well, we still got BioShock to look forward to next year.
Yeah.
Mass Effect to look forward to at the end of this year.
So, and then we've got Dragon Age 2 coming out.
Yeah. That's really the one I'm looking forward to the most.
Yeah.
Aside from Duke Nukem. And honestly, I'm really hyped about Duke Nukem because...
It looks fantastic.
They got a good hype going on.
Yeah.
And it just looks so over the top and retarded. That I'm going to like it. Kind of like Bulletstorm.
Well, it's just like the normal, like, original Duke Nukem.
Well, Bulletstorm, I think, will kind of have the same appeal. I mean, like, you get all the rear entry and all those other bullshit, like, like points that you make from it, you know?
Yeah. The rear entry.
I think the rear entry one is pretty funny. I actually started playing a game recently that I thought I would hate. I picked up The Darkness around Christmas break.
Yeah.
Thinking, well, it was like $5. I can't beat $5. I might as well pick it up and see what the talk was about. It's actually a really weird game. Have you ever played a game called Shenmue?
No.
Okay, back on Dreamcast, there was a game called Shenmue where you're a dude that was going around town investigating. I forgot what it was, just to be honest, but incorporated quick time events and judo. And so it was an RPG where you went around trying to investigate this story, but you had these quick time events that you do anytime you got into like a major situation, and then you had these like fights you do with like judo and karate or something.
Yeah.
And it's a really interesting game because there's a whole lot of RPG elements, though it wasn't quite an RPG. Just because, I don't know, there was just something weird about it. I guess maybe it's because it was modern day and I wasn't used to a modern day RPG back in like 2000. But
1990.
Yeah, it doesn't seem that long ago for me.
But for you, it doesn't. 1990, I was 2, 3.
I was 12 going on 13.
Jesus Christ.
So, anyways.
Wow.
No, wait, no, I wasn't that old.
Yeah, I was born only about in 87.
I was only like 8 or 9. Anyways. But yeah, like it was Dreamcast wasn't out in 1990. It was too cool for that.
I never had a Dreamcast, never played it.
You should play Codename Veronica. You should play Sword of the Berserk, Crazy Taxi, and
That means I'd have to get one.
Yeah, you could probably find one for about $30.
Yeah, I'm sure they've got them at Vintage Stock. Actually, I know they've got them at Vintage Stock. I've seen them there.
Yeah, a little bit overpriced, but oh well, it's a cool system. There's only about 40 games on it, so.
I'd worry about getting another 360 first.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You guys are still sharing.
Yeah, we're going to try and get another TV and then another 360 so I can play games while he's playing games.
Awesome. Well, as far as the news section's concerned, I didn't have a whole lot. There wasn't really a whole lot on the presses this week. I think the big thing right now was maybe they didn't really... I was hoping the Super Bowl would at least have some video game commercials. Last year, they had some cool ones, but this year, they didn't have shit.
I don't even know if they had any. I was working, so...
I'm a big Uber dork, and I didn't even watch the Super Bowl, but I watched the commercials later. And I thought the Darth Vader commercial was really fucking cool.
Yeah, the Darth Vader one. I saw that one Monday whenever we were at Casey's. He pulled it up and he showed us the one with the, what was it, Volkswagen?
Yeah, it was the Volkswagen commercial, and they had the remote start. He's like trying to like force push the bull, and then he fucks with the dog a little bit, and then he goes over to the car. He like tries to like force start it, and then the dad like hits the button and turns on. He's all like, whoa.
And then he freaks out. Like, he looks so cute. That has to be like the cutest commercial I've ever seen.
Well, and then they had the whole death march going on in the background, which I thought was really fucking killer.
The what?
The death march. That's the dun, 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 dun.
Oh, we didn't hear it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we had it on mute. We were just like watching it.
That's like almost the best part. They had licensed Star Wars music in it.
We had it on mute because we were trying to set up the TV and system and everything for our Left 4 Dead night.
I gotcha. Well, fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, on this podcast, we're probably not going to go real long for our listeners, but we wanted to put out something. I'm going to actually move on to some of the things that we had talked about earlier. And one of the things that we had asked was, what video game character moved you the most? Or what video game element moved you the most? So, like, when you're playing a game, you reach a moment where you have, like, almost an epiphany when you're, watching it or absorbing the media. And I think Trent had talked about Halo and, like, moving down from space. And I had said Mass Effect 2 because, like, you start off and you're, like, dead, basically.
Yeah.
And you're floating around in space. And it's like, that was a fucking killer moment. Did you have anything like that?
Well, I didn't really think much about it until today. I would probably say, I don't know, like, with Bioshock 2, whenever you're actually playing as the little sister, like, that one's awesome. The fact that you're actually seeing things through her eyes, and throughout the entire game you're thinking that, she's just basically a bad person, then you see what she's seeing, you know, you actually get to see through her eyes and realize that she sees, like, she sees everything completely different. What she's doing, she doesn't see as wrong.
Well, she sees it as pretty fucking normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was actually a pretty big reveal, and I'm kind of glad, like, a lot of people dogged on Bioshock 2 because they just rehashed the same thing. And I actually thought that was a pretty, pretty intense moment.
Yeah, that's an awesome part because it's, I don't know, I really enjoyed that part. And it was so pretty the way that she saw everything.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty interesting. And then, like, you flash back into reality, and you're like, holy shit, it sucks.
Yeah, you see what's actually going on, but then it flashes back into what she's seeing, and then it just goes back and forth, so you realize, oh, hey, wow.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty intense. Yeah. I had a friend of mine that actually posted a shitload of stuff. I asked him this question. And he was saying that there was several things. And it's a friend of mine, a longtime friend of mine named Nathan. And he was saying the first thing he remembered was nearly escaping being eaten by a dope fish in Commander Keen 4, which I thought was actually kind of funny. And then he said the first time he ran into a Keiko demon in Doom, which I can agree with because that was really fucking scary back in the day.
Oh, wow. That is a lot longer than I thought it was.
Yeah. He was saying that he was opening a door in Doom and it was right there, so it just kind of fucking freaked him out. Said some of the other things that he had thought about was running into Butcher and the Skeleton King guy for the first time in Diablo, which I agree was a pretty big moment, too. The scene where in Final Fantasy VII you're saving your brother. He said accidentally dying for the first time in Planescape and then realizing the first time that that's what I was supposed to do. The cake being a lie, which that's pretty humorous.
The cake is a lie.
He said pretty much all of Half-Life, and he said the welcome to Rapture scene in Bioshock. Which I think is a pretty big reveal. And he said also what happened to the world in Chrono Trigger and seeing setting out to stop it. So I think that he had a really, really thorough post when it comes to that, which I thought was a pretty interesting thing for him to have several things like that, and me only kind of remembering one, but I can say that there was a lot of magic, so to speak, there with Bioshock and Rapture, and you first see it, you're like, holy shit, this is fucking cool. And then seeing Minecraft reproduce it. Somebody did a Minecraft video on the opening to Rapture, which I thought was pretty
really?
Cool.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
It's pretty fucking cool. We had talked about doing a gauntlet for tomorrow. One of the things that we'll talk about for the gauntlet is we were going to do some more Halo. And speaking of Halo, I should say this. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.
Yeah.
Thursday, which would be today for you guys listening, if you're listening to it first day, and we'll have it posted on the website. I'd like some people to sign up for that. One of the other things we're going to post for our Claptrap comedy query.
Yeah, we haven't decided which one we wanted, though.
I don't know. Me and you can talk about it.
Dude, I haven't even thought about it because I didn't know which one we were going to do.
Well,
I have more time.
I think the one that will be easiest to do is what video game character would you want to be with you during a zombie apocalypse?
But it has to be... Okay, that question actually, whenever we were playing Left 4 Dead on Monday... Actually, no, I was playing Left 4 Dead last night. And someone, I don't know if it was someone from TVGP or if it was just someone that was on playing with us, like one of their friends or something, I have no idea, but they actually asked me, or they asked everybody, who they would want, like what celebrity, dead or alive,
would you want with you during
a zombie apocalypse? So, you know, Andrew and I thought it would be a really good idea to play that as a video game character. The thing is, you can't, you know, you wouldn't be able to use what Chuck Green.
Yeah, anyone, people that have been in zombie games.
Yeah, anyone that's been in a zombie game, you can't use.
Have you thought about that at all?
No.
No? Well, then I'll go first. I'm going to go with a personal favorite of mine. I'm going to say Senior Snake, because he's very resourceful.
Oh, man.
Senior Snake, he always has gadgets. He's very very much into infiltration and being quiet. He's very resourceful.
Yeah.
I think he would be a good addition to the zombie killing team, even though he's never really done it yet.
That's true. Man. Andrew had said Duke Nukem.
Well, yeah.
Which Duke Nukem would be awesome, but then at the same time, I don't think I could be around him that much. Because I think he'd just start to annoy me after a while, actually hanging out with him. Because he'd be too arrogant.
Yeah, he would be pretty arrogant. And then you're a chick, too, so.
Yeah, so he'd probably just try to rape me the entire time.
That's fair enough.
Man, Snake is a really, really good one.
Yeah, I kind of pulled that out of my ass.
I feel like I should steal that from you.
You should steal it from me?
Yeah.
Ouch. You're going to steal my answer?
Well, I won't steal it from you, but can I use it as well? Because that's perfect.
Okay, well then I'll go with another one.
I could just go with what I normally say and say Ezio, but I feel like he would just leave me behind.
I don't know about that. He's really big in the ladies.
He is, but I don't know. If he wanted to keep me around, or if things got too heated, he'd just be able to
climb up a wall
and run away, and then I would be stuck for the zombies to eat me.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of some of the other people that you could use. I'll steal another answer that you might choose. I'd say Batman, but I don't think Batman would really kill anything.
Yeah, I wouldn't go with Batman on that one. I don't know, maybe he would, because they're
he'd
not...
He'd find a way to cure it.
He might try and find a way to cure it, or he might just throw in a lot of money to cure it.
You pull the whole Bruce Banner thing.
Yeah.
Or Bruce Wayne.
Bruce Wayne. Bruce Banner. No.
Yeah, no, that's no. The Hulk.
No, I think he might actually kill zombies, though, because they're not living people.
Yeah.
So I don't know. He might.
I think I could use Master Chief. He's killed zombie-like things before. He's kind of a silent protagonist.
I wouldn't go with Spider-Man.
He's kind of a wuss, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I wouldn't take Spider-Man. Wouldn't take Superman, just because, I don't know.
See, now you're just digging into comics.
That's
true.
They've
been in video games, but they're also comic people.
Yeah, that's true. I do like my comic books, though. I don't know who else I would choose. Whenever they asked me, I said, because it was not video game characters, it was, you know, celebrity. I said Zoe Deschanel, just because.
Because she's combat ready?
No, just because she's cute and she'd be cool to hang out with. If I was going to be, like...
She would get eaten.
Stuck inside a building with her, that would be okay.
I got another one. How about Shepard from Mass Effect?
Oh, okay. I was like, Shepard.
He's resourceful. Yeah. He's good at gathering a team.
Yeah, and it can be a girl.
And it can be a girl?
Yeah. I'd go with the guy, though. I don't know. I trust being with a guy more than anything.
Really? It's a really interesting take for a woman to say.
Why? You guys are supposed to be the protectors of us.
You're so not very, you're very sexist in your own way.
I know, I am. And then if anything happens, I just end up sacrificing you guys.
It's also very much like a woman. And that's not sexist at all.
No, hey, trust me, if I was with a girl, probably do the same thing.
I don't know, let's go with a female protagonist. You could go with Bayonetta. She knows how to kick ass. I'm not a big fan of the game, but she can kick ass.
You could go with Lara Croft.
That's true. Lara Croft's good at kicking ass, too.
Yeah, she is. And she has huge boobs.
I don't know how well that does in close quarters, though.
Not close quarters, not with zombies, but if you're bored.
That's true. They're nice to look at.
That's true. Who else?
Crickets.
I don't know.
I'm still trying to think, too. I was just thinking of other people, but a lot of times you play a game, you're playing a silent protagonist, and so
yeah,
you don't always have a voice, so to speak.
Yeah. And then it depends on what type of setting you're in with the zombie apocalypse, too.
Like, if
you're stuck somewhere, that's one thing, but if you're actually trying to make your way through...
Well, and I mean,
bored of zombies.
Well, then you just go with Mario because he can fly.
But he wouldn't be able to carry you.
What about Zelda? Or not Zelda, Link.
Link.
I know he's fought something sort of like zombies before, but...
Yeah, but he... Well, he's... Okay, he does have his sword.
He does have a sword, and usually a bow and arrow, and...
Yeah, the bow and arrow wouldn't really come in...
Headshots.
...handy. Yeah, if you're, you know, on a rooftop or something,
I watched Walking Dead, he had the crossbow.
That's true. But it didn't really come in that handy.
Well, I mean, not for a horde.
Yeah.
I think
used
a sword's
it a few times.
Sword's a hell of a weapon.
Dude, I'd use a katana.
But, you know, you're still pretty up close and personal.
That's okay, though. Because, of course, if it ever actually happens, it's going to be just like video games.
Yeah, you'll get covered in blood and won't be infected.
So I'm going to act like I'm playing Left 4 Dead, and I'm going to search for a katana, and then just one swipe with a katana, and they'll all be dead.
Yeah, that wouldn't happen. A little bit more of a hack.
I would just end up locking myself up. That's what I plan on doing.
And stocking up on a lot of sardines.
No, I plan on making a lot of money and then having like an underground lair.
A lair.
A lair. Like a nice underground lair with everything.
Everything, huh?
Absolutely everything. Enough generators to keep everything going. I'll have all the video games that I want.
Well, you know, generators usually take gasoline or
I'll have that saved up too.
You will?
Yeah, I will. I've thought of this. I know the building, not the building, but I guess the layout of how I'd have it set out and everything.
Fair enough.
I'm ready for it. Not yet, because I don't have enough money to do that, but...
Speaking of apocalypse, I watched The Road the other day. Oh my God, that movie's depressing.
It's really depressing, but it's really good. It's
really hard to watch.
Have you read the book?
No, I'm not going to go that far.
Well, Andrew has the book, and I tried to read through some of it, but it's like it doesn't have quotations when people are talking or anything like that. It's just like basically all rambled together. That's, like I don't even know if it had paragraphs, to tell you the truth.
That's really hard
remember.
Read.
yeah, it's just like it was really hard to read. I just, like, skimmed through it while he was reading it, and I was just like, oh, my God.
Well, I think it really showed, like, you know, the biggest danger is just humanity itself, you know. We're just going to turn on each other. It was just so depressing watching, like, his wife killing herself, basically, and just talking about killing herself. And I was like, you selfish bitch.
Yeah, that's one thing that really upset me throughout the movie. Just, like, not throughout the movie, but...
I guess
it was throughout the movie, but... The fact that she kept on trying to get him to kill all of them. And then it's like, okay, well, if you're not going to do it, I'm not going to do it. So I'm just going to go kill myself.
It was a really hard movie to watch. I think the craziest scene for me is when he goes down and you see all the people that are in the basement ready for slaughter.
Yeah.
And you go down there, you're like, oh, those guys are cannibals.
Yeah.
But I knew what was happening. It's like as soon as they saw the...
The kid saw the pile of shoes, and he was like, Dad, I don't want to be here.
And then he had the end of the movie, too. And I mean, I'm sure everybody's watched it. It's no spoiler at this point, but...
Yeah.
That whole ending where the dad finally dies, and you're just like, seriously? Now he's on his own.
Yeah.
With one bullet. all the times, like that one time where he almost kills his son first.
Yeah.
I was just like, holy shit, he's not really going to kill his son, is he? Now, the thing I couldn't get over is they could have shown a whole lot less Viggo ass. I was just seriously like, it's like, how many times do I got to see this dude's ass?
Well, the thing, like, one thing that I really liked about the movie is whenever they're laying on the beach and, like, I can't remember what Viggo does. I don't know if he goes off somewhere or he's sleeping or something like that. No. He had gone out into the ocean to do something. Like,
yeah,
he saw something.
He's going to search that vessel.
Yeah, he went out to the vessel, and then his kid like fell asleep or something like that and didn't hear the person taking everything that they had, and then they ended up getting it back.
Yeah, he had
and
to basically steal everything, even the guy's clothes.
Yeah, they took the guy's clothes, and then the kid like talked his dad into actually going back and giving the guy his clothes back so he didn't freeze to death. The guy obviously wasn't there, but I really liked that because it shows, I mean, I know it's a movie, but there's still decency in the world.
I think he was there to represent innocence, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. There's like... This is one of those post-apocalyptic things where, yeah, I kind of like it, and I'm a really big fan of, like, you know, the end of the world kind of stuff like that.
Yeah, me too.
Like, realistic end of the world.
Video games, movies, I love apocalyptic settings.
So, like, it's like the difference between Fallout and Stalker. Stalker's really depressing because it's so bleak. And then you had Fallout, which just had a lot of lightheartedness to it. Well, that year you had Book of Eli come out, which, it was bleak, but...
It was a good movie, though.
It was a little faster paced, too.
Yeah.
And were kind of left you feeling good the entire way through, even though it was the apocalypse. Kind of felt all right about it.
Yeah.
In this movie, I didn't feel all right about anything.
No. No. It was just all around depressing, but it was still good.
I know. Trent asked me, he's like, so do you want to read the book now? I was like, I don't want to kill myself.
I don't even know if Andrew ended up finishing the book, to tell you the truth.
It was just the whole thing, like, everything was dead. The plants were dead. The animals were dead. Like, they were eating bugs at one point, because that was all that was left.
Yeah.
And then they found all the canned food and everything, and...
And then ended up hearing someone on top and leaving because he was nervous.
And then, you know, everybody resorted to eating each other. So I was just like,
yeah,
this fucking blows.
I mean, if there was an apocalypse, whether it be zombie or not, I'm sure that's what would happen.
Well,
people are killing
bad.
People as it is, so.
I don't know if I could eat somebody.
I don't think I would mind. Depending.
As long as the bones were soggy, right?
Yeah, the bones have to be soggy.
You have to be able to open it out of a can.
I couldn't kill someone just to eat them, but I wouldn't mind eating them if they were, like, if I saw them die. And I couldn't do anything about it. Like, well, sucks to be you.
So.
You're going to be in my belly soon.
I'm not dying around you.
Why not?
I don't want
to
be eaten.
I would like to think that if I died around you guys in an apocalyptic setting, obviously not like here, if I drop dead in my chair right now, that would be kind of weird.
So I'm just gonna make hamburgers.
If you guys started, like, yeah, making hamburgers out of me, but in a setting like that, you know, you kind of have to make sacrifices.
Too fucking weird. Can't do the cannibalism thing.
I think it would taste like chicken. You wouldn't think about it after a while.
Holly, promoter of cannibalism and eating soggy bones.
Only during an apocalypse.
What about disease? Like, could you imagine, like, eating a burger and, like, you made it out of hands? And, like, you have two hands in between two pieces of bread?
I'd only have one hand.
You'd have to...
In between two pieces of bread, I'm sure.
You'd have to, like, remove the nails and... This is too fucking weird. Not go on there.
There wouldn't be a lot of meat in a hand, though. I guess if it was that sort of setting, you wouldn't need that much. Because if you ate more than that, you'd probably end up making yourself sick, but... Because you're probably already close to being incredibly anorexic as it is.
Well, they were in that movie.
Yeah. So they couldn't even eat a lot if they tried. Like the guy that they ended up giving food to.
Yeah, he started throwing it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a... Yeah, I'm not going to resort to
that. Who was that?
Real big name actor. I'm trying to remember what his name is. And I actually looked it up. I was like, is that dude? And I was like, yeah, it is that dude.
Was it Jeffrey Rush?
No.
No? Who was it?
Oh, God, I'd want to look it up, but I don't have a laptop, so no fact-checking tonight.
Yeah, we'll figure it out later. Whatever.
Yeah, we'll figure it out off the podcast.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I also wanted to say that we are doing a little bit more reviews these days. And aside from the quick looks, and we had your review that got posted.
Right.
Had my review that got posted. I know we have a Dead Space review coming soon. And I also know that we have a new member to the Tiltcast crew.
Yeah.
And I didn't get a chance to introduce him to everybody because not everybody could make it, but Mr. Winemaker Joe.
Yep.
And he is now part of the Tiltcast. He's from Canada.
Congratulations.
And he's doing some retro reviews for us, and we will be posting those on Sundays when he gives them to us. So we'll probably have a couple posts from him a month.
Is he only doing retro, or is he going to do some of the newer games if he has time to play them?
I think he'll probably do some newer games, too, but okay. I think he's going to be an important asset because he's going to be doing something that not everybody's doing. He's just kind of taking a look back on stuff that's good that maybe people have forgot about.
Yeah.
So I think everybody should check out the Condemned Criminal Origins review he put up. It was very good. And
I read that one. That's the one that you sent, right?
Yeah, that was the one I sent for everybody to review.
That one was really good.
So he has a lot of interesting things and a lot of looks backs on a lot of classic gaming. He's a big fucking dork. So I think he is a good addition to this new cast. He might be on a few episodes, too, I think, once he gets to know everybody. So just want to give him a shout-out. You guys can find him on Xbox Live at Winemaker Joe. He also makes Halo maps that are throwbacks to other maps, such as Mario Kart maps.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to have to look into him.
Yeah, he's got some cool shit. Anyways, kind of wrapping this up here. If we had more things to review, I think we'd probably be talking longer. But, you know, snowpocalypse happened.
Yeah.
So.
And not a lot of games to review.
That's true. We got Dungeons next week. And yeah. Marvel vs. Capcom.
Yep.
But,
which I don't know how I'm going to get.
Yeah, we'll figure
that
out.
Okay, yeah.
So, just giving a couple of shout-outs. Of course, we want to give John from the CarouselPodcast.com a shout-out. He is C-A-R-O-U-S-C-L. They do retro reviews. They do comics and manga. They do movies. And you can find some of the members of TVGP on there from occasion because they all have their own special spot on there, too.
Yep.
Speaking of them, you can do TVGP.com or TVGP.tv. They do good things.
Yeah, TVGP.tv. They do very good things.
Yeah, very entertaining. They also have a Left 4 Dead night every Monday. So
is it? Well, they... I don't know if... Well, they might do it on Mondays, but they're normally on, like, Friday and Saturday, too.
I think their community play date is on Mondays.
Okay. They are... They're on a lot.
They play a lot of Left 4 Dead. Those guys are really fucking good.
Yeah.
Last shout-out that I'm going to give is, of course, to the Bombcast. Eventually, they'll listen to us. And if we find them at PAX, I'm giving them a t-shirt. So
yeah, for PAX.
Better watch out, Brad. I'm going to hunt you down, you bastard.
So, we'll find you. Yeah. I find you.
So anyways, don't forget about the Gauntlet tomorrow at 10 o'clock Central Time. That is Thursday, February 9th. And we hope to see you online. We'll be playing some Halo Reach. Don't forget about our question. What video game character would you have as your wingman during the apocalypse, a zombie apocalypse, and it can't be a zombie-related character.
Yep.
So send your submissions to tiltcast@rocketmail.com. Anyways, do you have anything else to add to this?
Not at all.
All right. Well, signing out from the Tiltcast, this is Justin, and across from me I have Ollie.
Later, guys.
And we'll see you guys later. Bye.